There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Truly reached the conclusion that they have zero chance of passing. Many of the provisions and ideas that he put forward are ones that have been embraced by the Republican Party. Chairman Camp, for example, in his package approved a fee on banks. We've had examples, many other examples of where specific provisions have been passed by the House. The provision that would strengthen and expand the tax credit for children passed the House. The credit for secondary income earners, that's something else that was supported by Republicans. As you go through the list, many of the proposals that the president put forth are ones that have been embraced. And so let's not just say that they're dead on arrival because they came out of the president's mouth. Let's engage. And, you know, he's the president of the United States. He has an opportunity and a forum to put forth what he thinks is going to move our country forward, grow the middle class, build ladders of opportunity, provide that equal opportunity for everyone. And he said at the end of the speech, he looks forward to working with the Republicans in the House and the Senate. Let's hear their ideas if they're different.
Valerie Jarrett, who is the right-hand woman of President Obama, saying that on Fox today, he has done some things, that he does have some things in common with the Republicans, and let's not jump to conclusions that the two sides can't work together. What do you think? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Very pleased to welcome you to this hour of the show. Coming up, we're going to chat with Congressman Steve Stiers from Ohio. Interesting guy who's had some pretty crucial votes, has done a lot of wonderful things for veterans, and has a few things to say about where we're headed in the future and some of the important issues. He goes pretty deep with me. So we'll talk to Congressman Stiers coming up on America Tonight. Plus Dan Kish on energy, and what did the State of the Union do or not do as far as energy concerns are concerned, meaning more push for green, less push for, hey, what are we doing here with carbon emissions? What's ultimately going to happen to these power plants? And more importantly, the Keystone Pipeline, that issue that just keeps on rearing its ugly head again and again and again, and is a big obstacle for the president, I suppose, other than he has the power of the veto. And there's really not enough to push around the president, I believe, unless this is one of the areas where the president will work with the Congress, knowing that both chambers are Republican controlled, Republican majority, in other words. So there we go. Also, coming up at the tail end of the hour, your chance to participate. Oh, I hope you do. Oh, I hope you do. This is the easiest one. AFC-NFC. In football, they're Pro Bowl. They're all-stars playing each other. So all you have to do is pick AFC or NFC, throw out a score, and you could win all the prizes in the America Tonight prize closet. How cool would that be for you? By the way, bouncing back to Valerie Jarrett, one of the things that constantly comes up with the president is why he won't address terrorists as Islamist terrorists, jihadist, that kind of thing. And here's what she had to say.
Well, first of all, there's nothing more important to the president than the safety and the security of the American people. That's his focus. That's his first priority. That's what he is dedicated to doing. And many of the countries who are helping us fight terrorism are Islamic majority countries. And let's look right here at home, whether it's a Sikh temple in Wisconsin or the Holocaust Museum right here in Washington, D.C. Those were terrorists. Those were extremists, but they weren't of any particular faith. And so before we start throwing around labels, let's look more broadly at terrorism. Let's not limit it. Let's look broadly at it.
And again, this was this morning on Fox and Friends. And good for Valerie Jarrett that she, you know, she went into the foxhole, let's face it. But it was mostly in battling back and forth about here's the areas we can work together, don't assume that. And this is the reason why, which you heard kind of the twist there. I think that there's just no way of getting around it. There are Democrats that don't like the idea of not just saying jihadists, all of, you know, why not saying that way? But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the sense that he's not going to change his vernacular, especially when he's already, as he said last night, I won twice. So these are his last 2 years in office. On the day, I want to make sure some of the key things that happen you get to hear, including the House committee passing a border security bill on a party line vote. How about that? I mean, this has been talked about. It's not necessarily a surprise, but it's an interesting step. So the House passed the House Homeland Security Committee anyway on Wednesday night. Party line vote, 18-12. Republicans say it's a necessary step after the administration won't secure the border or has failed to do that. Democrats say that the bill is filled with unrealistic mandates that won't bring more security. The bill, from what I've read about it, would basically control high traffic areas of the border within 2 years, then control the full border. The idea is 5. It would authorize $10 billion in new fences and technology, that kind of thing. Because, of course, what do many people say, and many of you that call America Tonight say, and it's not even an ideology-based deal, especially if you live in a border state, that not enough is being done to curb the problem. A lot of this is about geography, and a lot of it is what you've seen. People in Arizona, oof, it doesn't matter if they're independent, conservative, right as right can be, left as left can be, undecided, just tired of all politics. Pretty much that's where they're going to meet in the middle because of the things that have happened to some of their major, major cities when immigration, frankly, was out of control. As long as I live, I will never forget a photograph that a friend of mine, a photographer in Phoenix, sent and said, I want you to see really what's happening. The outside of a couple of trucks that were refrigerated trucks where bodies were just stacked. Jane Doe's, basically, and a few John Doe's as well, because they were left for dead in the desert, somewhere on the border, on the American side, whatever. Some of them killed, some of them raped, other things. And they didn't have enough room at the morgues, so they had to have refrigerated trucks. And I think that is such a travesty for those families, frankly. And then trying to identify the people and getting their remains back home to their family. Certainly nobody wants to see that in their backyard, because for the people, you certainly feel sad, and for your own community, because it's out of control and you have a coroner's office that cannot handle everything in some of your major cities. And when I say everything, meaning the usual work, and which is important work in courts, because they're overwhelmed in trying to do other processes. And of course they got help and they did a terrific job, but they were overwhelmed with it all. Overwhelmed with it all. Again, a couple quick notes. Don't forget, nail the score at the tail end of this hour, which I'll talk about the deflated footballs, apparently, that the Patriots came up with. And also coming up next, from Ohio, Congressman Steve Stivers, coming up next, round the bend on ATN. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Congressman Steve Stivers to America Tonight. And Congressman Stivers, first of all, looking back at the State of the Union address, one of the things that was heavily emphasized by the president, really stood out, is taxes, taxes, taxes. I don't understand how that's helping the middle class economy by creating a more difficult tax code. What was your reaction to that part of the speech?
Well, thanks for having me on, Kate. And that was my exact reaction is, how is more taxes and an environment where less people want to invest in expanding their businesses to create jobs good for anybody that's seeking a job? In fact, the very people that he purported to help will be the first ones hurt when job growth slows down. We are lucky now that the American economy has, in spite of what's happened in Washington for the last 5 years, finally started to kick back in because of the resilience of the American people. And the last thing we need is to throw cold water on that fire that's just starting to burn in our economy.
Yeah, and especially when, and you know this, representing, of course, the great state of Ohio, all of the small businesses and how many small businesses and entrepreneurs there are out there. And if I think also another thing is this idea of lumping more money in that direction and creating a more convoluted tax code there as well, and also more taxes, that makes it pretty hard for the little guy to swim upstream, doesn't it?
It makes it super hard, Kate, and the irony of that is the president even acknowledged it. If you're a big business and you're successful, you pay 35% in taxes at the highest rate. If you're a small business and you're successful, you pay 55% at the highest rate. So we actually already have a perverse policy where we tax successful small business people at almost double the rate of successful big business people. It is already a big problem, and he wants to make it worse.
Yeah. I know one of the things that certainly many of my listeners from all the nooks and crannies across America, including Ohio, are concerned about is this Keystone XL pipeline and why it's been stuck for 6 years. And the president seems to be stuck on, I'm not signing it. But originally, if you go back, that wasn't the case. And it looked like it had cleared all hurdles. But then there were protests from environmentalists, and that stopped all that. What's your take on the Keystone pipeline and how to get it through?
Well, we've got to continue to push. You know, we got it through the House, and it's now in the Senate. I'm excited that they're actually going to debate it, and that's a start. You know, the XL pipeline is just one of many things we need to do to create an all-of-the-above energy policy. American consumers and hardworking taxpayers are benefiting right now from low gas prices, but that won't happen forever, and the policy decisions we make today will determine whether we have abundant, affordable energy in the future, and the XL pipeline is a piece of that, and it's a really important piece of an all-of-the-above energy policy that works. So we're going to continue to fight for it. We passed it out of the House. Now it's the Senate's job to get it done, and then we can have a conversation with the president about why he's opposed, but we need to send him something, and then you know, he can decide if he wants to veto it, and then we'll go through the process of negotiating and figuring out how to get this done. But it's frustrating to a lot of American citizens that this has taken 6 years.
Yeah, a long time. And we're speaking with Congressman Steve Stivers, who represents Ohio. And Congressman, when we look at what's coming up, the clock is ticking on the funding for the Department of Homeland Security and, of course, the president's executive action on immigration. What's your stance there?
Well, we've got to do something to make sure that we sort of try to fix the unconstitutional action that the president took on immigration. And I think we need to help everybody understand that amnesty in 1986 didn't work, and a new amnesty package will not move us forward. We need to focus on a step-by-step approach that starts with securing our borders. And frankly, in a dangerous world that we're in right now, I want to make sure that we do fund the Department of Homeland Security, because there are legitimate threats to America, given what's happened in Canada, given what's happened in France. We need to be ever vigilant, but at the same time, you know, we need to make sure that we try to defund or, you know, fix this unconstitutional action that the president's taken on immigration, saying he won't enforce the current law.
Yeah, one of the things that certainly there was some bipartisan support on would be cybersecurity, and that's not surprising to me. Yeah. But what needs to be done here? Does money need to be funneled more in this direction, more experts? What has to happen, do you think?
I sat on the cybersecurity task force, Kate, that the speakers put together a couple of years ago. One of the problems in cybersecurity is we need to actually share information back with many folks that actually help protect our critical infrastructure. An example is all the power companies across this country have cyber experts. I have American Electric Power based in my district, and they spend a lot of money on cybersecurity, and they share information up with the federal government, but nobody ever closes the loop back with them about what they've learned, what aggregate information they have, where the threats are, where they need to be investing. A lot of it's about information sharing and just making sure the people that have a need to know and have the proper security clearances at many of the private entities that guard our critical infrastructure, folks like defense contractors and power companies, for example, get the information back, and there's a loop of shared information for people that are properly cleared and have a need to know.
Boy, it's always about sharing that information. Healthcare, how about Obamacare? There's going to be a Supreme Court hearing, oral arguments, in the beginning of March, and that has to do with subsidies. Where are you on what we need to do there? Because I can tell you, of all my listeners, almost 3 million, I cannot tell you, even if they're Democrats and they call, they're complaining about the a la carte menu they get and then the outrageous way their premiums have gone up.
Well, and it's not just the premiums, Kate. It's the out-of-pocket expenses that have gone way up. You know, we used to call a $5,000 deductible, a high deductible, and now under Obamacare, you know, we call that a gold plan. You know, that's a really good plan. Many of the deductibles go as high as $7,500, and so even after somebody finds the money for all of their insurance costs, they have to have $7,500 in their pocket to pay the out-of-pocket expenses, or bill collectors will chase them the rest of their lives. And we've got to rip this law apart if we have to, limb by limb. But it's there are many bad things in that bill, and I voted to completely do away with it, and I'll continue to support getting rid of the law because, frankly, it's hurting many hardworking Americans.
You know, the Republicans had the number certainly in the House, but there's some new faces on the floor of the House. Is it exciting to you when you leap into a new year?
It is. It's always fun to meet the new people, and we have a big majority now. We have a working majority. We can actually get things done. It's exciting to meet all the new people, and you know, we have a lot of new people in the Northeast, for example. We have people in states that haven't had Republican members of Congress in a long time, so it's great to have beachheads all throughout America of folks that want to do the right thing to turn this country around.
You know, one of the things I'd get questions at from people, even, you know, hardcore Republican-based people, is why can't there be some cooperation? But that's kind of a misnomer. There is some cooperation, isn't there? Don't you have some friends that are Democrats?
I do, and I think we all do, and I think, you know, some of the issues the president brought up yesterday, you talked about one of them, cybersecurity. Another is infrastructure. I don't think there's Republican or Democratic infrastructure. We need to figure out how to pay for it, and that is important, and we need to pay for it in a smart way. I favor bringing home foreign profits of American companies and allowing them to reduce taxes and directing all that money to infrastructure. And I think there's $4 trillion trapped overseas. If we could bring 25% of that back at a 10% tax rate, you'd raise $100 billion, which would fund our current infrastructure spending for 3 years, for example. We had a bridge collapse in Cincinnati over the weekend, and we do need to figure out how to pay for our infrastructure, and I think a lot of Americans understand that. Republicans and Democrats agree with that, so I think that we can get that done. You know, there's other things that we've got to look at that I think we can agree on. The Trade Promotion Authority that the president talked about can help create thousands of American jobs that will help build products that can be sold across the world. And the president acknowledged that most of the consumers out there aren't in America. There's 90% of the consumers in the world are outside America. So we need to make sure that we focus on exports. And this Trade Promotion Authority, if it's done right, can be another area where we can agree. Sadly, the president spent a lot of time giving wish lists to people that, frankly, lost its polls in November. But there were a few things we can agree on, and I think we all need to try to work together because we're Americans first, Kate.
All right, last question, most important one. Bobcats or Buckeyes, your favorite?
Well, I'm a Buckeye alum, but the Bobcats are in my district now. So we all love Brutus Buckeye, but Rufus the Bobcat's fun, too.
Very nice. Congressman Steve Stiers from Ohio, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks, Kate.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Tonight. Boy, it's always fun to have our pal Dan Kish on. He's a senior VP of policy at the Institute of Energy Research, and we have a few things to talk to him about. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing well, and I hope you are.
You know what? It sounds like you're doing dishes in the background. Are you doing dishes?
No. Are you getting some noise? I apologize.
No, that's okay. I just always try to guess when I hear some noise. Noise is good. This is life. This is radio. We're about sound.
Yeah, no, usually when I'm washing dishes, Kate, I'm whistling.
That's better than my husband. When he's washing dishes, he tells me, oh, I'm sorry, I broke another glass. So we are like glassless in this house. We have like bam, bam, plastic cups. It's ridiculous. So,
yeah.
So you're doing better, for sure.
Yeah, I am.
So the State of the Union, the president, you know, the whole thing was about climate change agenda, releasing all that information beforehand, et cetera, and energy producers and all of that basically have their hands up in the air because they're worried about what's now going to happen with the ramp up of lean, green, mean. What do you make of the little nuggets that were in the speech?
Well, it was a very interesting speech. you know, he started out by taking credit for low gas prices.
Yep.
Which is amazing because 2 years ago he was making fun of people who said just that. He said that we can't drill our way to lower gas prices. We can't drill our way to $2 gas is specifically what he said. And, of course, you know, I hope he's learned something by this because we can and we did. And it was precisely because this explosion in energy production in the United States that, you know, most people get. I mean, if you add supply and you let people go out and do it, and in this particular case, the government couldn't stop them because they were there on private and state lands where all the new production's happening. You find oil and you add it to the supplies. That makes gas prices go down, and everybody in the country is talking about that right now. So it's a huge tax reduction for people, and you know it helps the least among us the most because gasoline costs the same for all of us.
Exactly. And what are people doing with the money that they're saving on gas? That's exactly what people are talking about. You're right. It's still, besides the flu, is one of the biggest buzzes in the backyard, without a doubt. So, you know, these executive actions that he's issued in the past that you and I have talked about in the past, including one we haven't talked about as much, carbon emissions from power plants. We have talked about it, but to me, this is incredibly significant because what's going to happen there with these unattainable goals for carbon emissions?
Yeah, he's got two sets. Well, there are more than two sets, but the main two sets regarding carbon dioxide from power plants, and carbon dioxide, again, is the stuff that plants eat and that we all exhale. And every time you have a campfire, it puts off carbon dioxide. It's invisible. And basically what he's done through this is he's made it impossible to build new coal plants, basically illegal, if this regulation goes through, to build new coal plants in the United States, and we have the largest supplies of coal in the world. And then they're going to go after existing coal plants, and existing coal plants produce about 40% of our electricity. And if they make it impossible for people to have those coal plants running, it means we have to build all new plants and all new electrical generation to replace 40% of our energy. And it just so happens, Kate, that these coal plants, the reason they're our largest source of electricity in the United States is because they're the cheapest. And, you know, if you've got an existing coal plant that produces electricity and you get electricity from it, it produces the least priced electricity. Nuclear is about the same. In some cases, it may be a little lower, but it's dirt cheap. And that helps keep people's electricity bills go down. And if you have to buy a whole new set at the cost of tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars of new plants, you've also got to include the cost of those. It's like buying a new car.
Yeah.
You know, I drive cars that are paid for. They're not as fancy as other people's, and I don't get as good a gas mileage as if I bought a newer one. But for me, it's just fine because I don't want to have to pay for a brand new vehicle. And there are lots of people just like me around the United States. We figure out our bills and costs and benefits and all the rest, and we make that decision. What he's saying is you don't have a choice. That old car has to go, in essence. Go out and buy a new one. You know what that means. Insurance, car payments, money that could be used for other things is now going for that. All of our costs go up as a consequence.
Yeah, I'm like you, by the way. I'm the same way. I have friends that, and I have a decent car, but I have friends that say, why? Why? Because the bills, and they just go up. They hound you. It's higher insurance, everything else. And
sure.
let's face it, when you drive it off the lot, is it the best investment you've ever made? Because it's the investment that doesn't hold up. I think it's smarter to hold it. So you and I are in agreement of that, and we both would be stung in this. And I think most of the people listening to America Tonight, or a great amount of them, would find themselves in the very same position. You and I talked last week about the Keystone Pipeline. I talked to a couple congressmen today. Congressman Sires was one of them, and I talked to Congressman Pittenger too, who is one of the big chairs of a committee on energy, and he says the frustration over the Keystone Pipeline is through the roof on the Hill. Well, you and I know that we're feeling that, but he says there's many conversations about it. We know that the Senate is looking at it and everything else, but we still realize the president is saying he's going to veto it. Is there any way to flip that around?
Yeah, well, that's what the fight in the Senate is about right now. They've actually been talking about it for days, as they always do in the Senate. It's kind of nice to have them back to talking, by the way. They would never have these kinds of debates until, it sort of became a thing of the past. And with a new Congress, they're letting people debate and offer amendments and fight back and forth. And so people get to air these things, which is what living in a representative or republic basically is, allowing people to speak their turn. The frustration's really high because, listen, the president's right. One oil pipeline is not going to solve all our problems. Yeah. Nobody ever said it would. But what it does say is, America's putting its hard hat back on. We're going back to work. We're not going to stand in the way of things that make perfectly good sense and just argue about them forever and ever and ever while you study them to death. And he's been studying it for 6 years. And so this whole issue to a lot of people is whether America's going to send a signal that we're back in business, that we can do things, that we can build things in this country. And if we can't build a pipeline coming across the border from Canada when we've already got numerous pipelines doing the same thing, and we've got pipelines going throughout the United States delivering our energy, if they can stop that, they can stop anything else, basically. And so that's what this fight has become. And to most Americans, this is a no-brainer. We can either get our oil from Middle East or people that don't like us and be subject to their whims, or we can work with our neighbors and allies right across the border, our biggest trading partners, Canada, who has oil supplies that rival the Middle East. And it's just because some people who believe that we need to stop using all coal, all natural gas, all wood, all oil, and go to windmills and solar panels for everything, which can't be done logically, because they feel that way, the president sees fit to put the nation through this long nightmare that we've been going through over something called a Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about the windmills, mentioning that as a quick aside and whatnot. I've been to many of the famous places where they use wind, like in the desert in Palm Springs, and I've talked to many people about that. And the problem is exactly the same thing that we keep talking about, Bob. It is that we would never be able to afford it. Never. The common man could never afford what they would do to us if all of this was transformed.
Right. I mean, despite the fact that these things, and people, a lot of people say, gee, I'm all for it. That's great. We'll get off of all these other sources.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, I think what people don't understand, and the numbers are there for us. The government kind of hides them, but they are. At the end of the day, even though you don't even have to buy fuel because sun and wind are free.
Yeah.
The boxes that turn it into this energy are more expensive than the plants, the electricity comes from plants where you have to build the plant, pay people to work there, transport the fuel to do it and everything else. It's still cheaper to have that than it is to have those systems. And part of the reason is those windmills in the desert and other places around the United States don't operate all the time. So that means instead of having one car that you can rely on to get you where you go, the government forces you to have a policy where you now have to buy a separate car that takes over, that you can get to work with or keep your electricity on and I'm sorry, my analogies are mixing, but you get the drift.
Right.
Their policies force you to buy two systems completely different so that you've got one in reserve when the other stuff decides not to show up for work.
Yep. And therein lies the problem. Terrific stuff, as always. Dan Kish, Energy Research, Institute for Energy Research. Thanks, as always, for popping on the show.
Kate, my pleasure. Thank you.
Be conscious in every little thing you say. You better be conscious. Be a conscious man.
You better be conscious. Be a conscious woman. Don't get too high, or you will go out of your mind. Don't get too zombie.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Of America tonight, and for this hour, and a very special reason to keep the number handy because you can call in and be a winner. It is like circling Keno numbers. You just have to tell us AFC or NFC. It's no big mystery. And what do you think the final score is going to be? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. It's time for Nail the Score.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
AFC, NFC. Big game this Sunday at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Hey, it might be more exciting than the Super Bowl between Seattle Seahawks and the deflators, the Patriots. I'll get to that in a minute. Tony Romo was picked second overall following Indy quarterback Andrew Luck, who went first overall to Team Carter. Michael Irvin, of course, showed his cowboy favoritism. There were seven Cowboys, but there were eight invites to the All-Star game because Michael Irvin picked Dallas coach Jason Garrett to lead the game at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Ravens coach Jim is at Michigan right now. He's going to coach the Wolverines. Ravens coach John Harbaugh and his staff will coach Team Carter. And the first six picks were offensive players, Arizona corner Patrick Peterson, a whole bunch of other great studs on that team. What does it matter? The bottom line is AFC, NFC, who do you think wins this game? 855-266-5283. I got to tell you, I'm going with the NFC because I'm disappointed in some of the things that happened in the NFC. So just for that reason, I'm going with the NFC, and the Cowboys are fired up after the crazy call at the end of the game. So I'm going to say with Green Bay, I'm going to say NFC wins it 38-35. You might disagree. It doesn't matter. You're trying to pick the winning score. That's the whole idea of this thing. Pick the right numbers. You know, it's like the wheel. It's like spinning the wheel of fortune. Ever go to a boardwalk, you know, it has 1,000 things on it, and you lay your dime down or your quarter down. When I was a kid, I used to think, oh, I know I can win. And I know it's rigged. I know it. Because they would take that cane, you know, that little slider, and they'd slide all those quarters off. And I asked a guy one time, hey, on these wheels, how much money do you make a night on the boardwalk? And the crazy number he told me was something like, and this was, he said, an average slowish night, 10 grand. See, I knew right then I should have had a wheel on the boardwalk somewhere. Should have done it. All right, Nathan, before we dive into the callers, you know, you got to weigh in here.
Oh.
It's easy. NFC or AFC, who cares? And what's the score?
I'm going to go with the NFC, 36-24.
All right, 36-24. Let's see what Grim has to say for his guess. You know, he's come close. Let's check this out. Hey, Grim.
I'm just laughing. I can't help it with everything going on. Deflator.
The deflators.
I think they have a right to choose how they want their balls.
Yeah, but it's not the right of the football right now. That's not the rules. So then somebody broke the rules. That's the problem.
Yeah, I don't know how to satisfy that, but I think you're on after. I think, you know, that's kind of ridiculous. I think it's up to the quarterback how he wants to use his tool, you know, and the kicker same way. But I'll go with 24 for the NFC. And like I said, I'd rather be an American than a national. So 31 for the AFC.
31-24 AFC. So Grimm is going for the cheaters. Let's see what other people have to say. 855-266-5283. Sharon, Susan, Mike, Jake, don't worry. Anybody, because lately they've been getting on me. Anybody who sends in a guest at AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, before the top of the hour, it counts. It counts. Pete in Texas wants to weigh in. Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's up? 38-30 NFC.
All right. 38-30 NFC. I hope so. I like it, Pete. Pete, you may be the winner. You just keep your fingers crossed. You never know. 38-30. And maybe it's because of this football thing. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, whether you even follow football or sports, this is such a crazy story. It's really a mainstream story anyway. Basically what happened is that the footballs before the game between Tom Brady and the Patriots and the Colts, all 12 of them were deflated, So tell me how that happened, because the ref, the umpires, they should be called umpires, the referees say that they check the footballs. That's what they do. And then it's like a half an hour and they're with each bench, you know? So how could they possibly have been deflated? Who deflates the footballs? I mean, who do they assign to deflate the footballs? Who would do that? Oh, the images of the deflated footballs, too, are so crazy. So, of course, the NFL looked into it. And the Patriots had, it depends, sometimes some are saying 12, but had 11 of their 12, supposedly, game footballs underinflated by 2 pounds of air, less than what the NFL requires. I mean, the rules are the rules right now. If whether or not Grimm is right and, hey, let's have a different rule, it doesn't matter. That's the rule that everybody has to follow. So think of the weather. It was pounding rain and kind of snowy, that wet snow. And that investigation found that the footballs were inflated 2 pounds per square inch below what they require. And, of course, the Patriots rolled over the Colts 45-7, and they still might have done that. But they confirmed that all the footballs were properly inspected. They were approved by the head referee, Walt Anderson, 2 hours and 15 minutes before kickoff, before they were returned to the teams. So then that's what happens. They get returned to the teams. They've been inspected. It's clear. It's all good. It's all good. But here's what happened. There are people saying, there's even a rumor that the Patriots used 12 backup balls for the second half against the Colts after issues were found with most of the originals, so they wouldn't get busted for that. So they confirmed that they had 24 balls total, available. Under NFL rules, you can't alter the football once they're approved. If a person is found breaking that rule and they're tampering with the balls, they would get a fine of like $25,000. Ooh, so sad. How about if they just said to the Patriots, you know what, we've been down this road with you before, so whoever did it, it doesn't matter. You're out. Let's just give it to the Colts. You're disqualified. I think they would have been beating the Colts anyway. During the game, one of the Colts safeties, Mike Adams, twice intercepted Tom Brady and gave the balls to the Colts equipment manager to save. Both times, he said it felt weird that there was concerns about the balls feeling underinflated. So the Colts raised concerns to the league. They were aware of an issue that was ongoing coming into, by the way, to this title game, because that time with Mike Adams was after their regular season game against the Patriots on November 16th. So, gee, they might have done it a few times. Nasty. All right, don't worry. If you send in a guest, I promise I'll get it in. Good luck to everybody who's trying to nail the score, and thanks for listening.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.